Good night, radio listeners. I'm Apostle Janice James of Shammah Outreach Movement. Shammah Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be. That is, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. This series of our Reaching Out program really aims to reach out to believers in particular and the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God. And our hope is that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. And so we truly appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. In our last session, we focused on living an overcoming life, and this week we continue our focus on this topic. So just join me as I pray. Father, tonight I declare that the minds and the hearts of your listeners will be opened to the truth of your word, Lord. And as revelation comes, they will experience the transformation they have been longing for and are set free in Jesus' name. Amen. So it is important that we recap what we spoke so far in this series on living an overcoming life, since the benefit is that it reinforces the biblical truths. So we spoke about what overcoming means: to subdue, conquer, prevail, or get the victory. We said that all Christians are called to be overcomers because we are created to be overcomers in Christ. We also said that an overcomer's mindset is a made-up mind determined to succeed in dealing with or gaining control or victory over a problem or difficulty God's way, by speaking forth faith-filled words. We spoke about the various ways in which worldly desires can lead you astray from God's will and hinder your spiritual growth. And we emphasized that Christ overcame the world with its lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And he did this on our behalf so that you and I can claim victory in Jesus' name. And that is so important, so that when ever we are tempted and find ourselves struggling, yes, we could reflect on the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. We reminded you that Jesus conquered our tempter, Satan himself. Jesus died to destroy the works of Satan, who had power over death. And we even said that Jesus took the keys of death and hell, so no Christian is to accept any death sentence from Satan through a medical report. Our life and death are in the hands of God and not Satan. We even said that in spite of what Jesus did for us, it is sad to say that many believers are still clinging to the world and its lust, struggling with sin and with satanic forces that interfere with their mind, their bodies at night, and other areas of their life. And we gave examples of areas of struggle for many Christians, which include anxiety, worry, doubt, pride, greed, lust, pornography, bitterness, negative thinking, unhealthy emotions, selfishness, identity issues, fear, addiction, a poor me victim mindset, sickness, disease, little faith, unending chaos, and so on. We said that rather than speak God's truth when in difficult situations and claim your victory in Christ Jesus, giving thanks to God, many Christians continue to beg God to come down and help me. Come down and help me, please. Instead of taking responsibility for their victory. We were reminded of the scripture in 1 Corinthians 15:57, which says, "But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And the scripture in 1 Peter 5:8, which instructs us, "Be well balanced and always alert." Why? Because your enemy, the devil, roams around incessantly like a roaring lion, looking for its prey to devour. We said that furthermore, the words of the prophet rings true even today. "My people perish for lack of knowledge." And so tonight, my radio friends, we will begin to look deeper into the mindset of believers who are often on this roller coaster ride of sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, allowing the enemy to take you around in circles. But before we could even understand this, we must first look at what it costs the Father to give every Christian the victory over the world, sin, and over Satan. Now, the biggest cost to the Father for our salvation was the life of his Son Jesus. Now, it always touches my heart when I recognize that God valued me so much that he allowed blood to be shed to pay for my freedom and your freedom. It cost Jesus his life to have you and me. And Matthew 20:28 says, "Just as the Son of God did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin." Now, my friends, can you name one person who is willing to give their life for you? I can't. Radio friends, since you already know that Jesus shed his blood for you and for me, so that when we believed in him and made confession with our mouth, we became born again. Do you really know what this means? It means that we become an entirely new creation in Christ, a new person, a new spiritual man or woman. Listen to what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. "Now, if anyone is enfolded in Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new." Now, even with this wonderful revelation, do you know that this is where the main problem is with many Christians who are not experiencing victory in their lives? They do not see themselves as this entirely new person, this brand new person, but they see themselves as someone who has to be fixed up or repaired. Someone who still carries baggage from the past and are really striving to be a better version of themselves. You know what? We refer to this mentality as seeing yourself as a refurbished Christian. Now, the truth is that such believers clearly have not laid hold of who they are in Christ, and therefore they continue to allow the works of Satan from their past to torment and afflict their life. This is why many are spiritually weak, my friends, because they still hold on to the offense and the pain of their past and keep begging God to do what they now have the authority, the power, and the responsibility to do for themselves. My friends, hear me. If this behavior pattern resonates with you, it means you will only be getting limited benefits of the cross, because you cannot be taken beyond what you believe. Remember, the word says in Proverbs 22:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. Radio friends, listen carefully. I am repeating this truth. For you to live an overcomer's life, you need to see yourself as an entirely new Christian, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17. In the Amplified Bible, this same scripture reads this way: therefore, if any man is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he's a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. So now, my friends, will you choose to believe God's word that you are fresh and new? Now, choosing to live this entirely new, born again life of a Christian with the help of the Holy Spirit really ensures that you get everything God has for you. I love that. And I also love the reality that this new kind of person, who, like me, refuses to accept sickness, because the promise to me is that by his stripes I am healed. Therefore, I will not do like some Christians and sit back and begin to succumb to what? To fear and death because of a bad medical report. But I am prepared to fight the good fight of faith, speaking forth the words of faith, which declares that by his stripes I am healed. As a matter of fact, because you are a brand new person, you can confess this with me. I confess that I live a new, excellent life in Christ. By the Spirit, I live and conduct myself in a manner that is worthy and pleasing to the Lord. I walk by the word of God, and my life is fashioned after the reality of God. My delight is in his word. I walk in his ways. I'm a tree of righteousness, beautifully pruned, evergreen, and planted by the river of life. I am fully blessed on every side. Every area of my life flourishes and prospers as I live a life pleasing to the Lord. In Jesus' name, we make this confession. So, my precious radio friends, as I close tonight, I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate the word as you read your Bible more, and as you accept and embrace the truth of this new life and the benefits that come with it. I call upon you to rise up in confidence and do not succumb to defeat. Know what the Bible says about you in Matthew 11:11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. That is John the Baptist they're talking about. My friends, it means that you are greater than you think about yourself. You have what it takes to be an overcomer, because the overcoming of spirit, the overcoming spirit of Christ lives in you. Do your part by using your faith in God and his promises to overcome every difficult challenge you're facing right now. So I encourage you to confess God's truth. As I close, my prayer over you tonight is that you wake up and believe what God says about you. I rebuke unbelief and fear and declare that you will begin to be strengthened as you speak words of faith and claim your victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, this is Apostle Janice James saying, we are really looking forward to reaching out to you on the 2nd and the 4th Saturday of each month. And in our next session on March the 9th, we will continue to help you to draw closer to God and to succeed in your daily life. So on behalf of my team, I say, God is good. Goodbye.